You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 84. Zig Ziglar says, you were born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. And if I might add, you must take action to win. So today, let's lay out a blueprint to do just that. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to today's show. Let me ask you a question. Are you a big dreamer with a big vision? I hope so, because that is so important to any kind of personal success, and network marketing is a big part of that, absolutely. So let me ask you another question. Have you really taken the time to sit down and define your clear and unwavering why for building your business? You know, most people never do this, and many people who reach the top will tell you they floundered for the first few years with dismal success until they took the time to really sit down and iron out what it is they really wanted to accomplish, what they were going to do, what their action plan was, and what they were willing to commit to in order to get it done. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to get right to it. No more waiting around, killing time, losing valuable time. We're going to cover a lot today. And if you want even more coaching on the success principles of network marketing, I invite you to the inside of my Inner Circle Coaching Program, jackiealmer.com/coach. I want you to kick your business up a notch and create the dream lifestyle you really want. All right, so let's talk about how to create an action blueprint that will take you to the next level in your business. You know, you've probably heard it said before, if the dream is big enough, if the why is big enough, and I mean really big enough, the how doesn't really matter. It's going to show up naturally. Have you heard that before? You don't need to force it. It will show up. And I'm a living testament to that. You know, I've shared before, I floundered and fumbled and stuttered and kicked things around for a few years. And once I just finally relaxed and got very clear on what I was working toward and laid out that daily action plan and that weekly action plan and committed to it, it was funny how things began to show up. The how to do things really did show up. I stopped looking for that perfect sizzle line or script or whatever it was that I was going to say to people that was going to make all the difference. I just got very clear and committed on what it was I was working toward and what I was not willing to give up along my way. You know, my why was so important to me that I wasn't willing to quit on it or give up. And that's what it's going to take for you. One of the first things that you can do is start by reflecting on the goals, dreams, all the whys, and all the things that you have already written down. Now, if you're like me and like a lot of people, you've gone to different conventions, you've listened to conference calls, you've listened to podcasts like this, whatever it is, and you probably have some notebooks where you've taken some notes that maybe you've never even looked at since. You've written down some intentions, you've written down some why and some I am statements. You've done a lot of that type stuff, and yet you're still floundering. It's not quite getting you there. So what I want you to do is I want you to go grab all those notebooks, all those scribble notes, everything that you have there off of those shelves, your bookshelf, in your desk drawer, wherever you have them stashed. Get them out and sit down and start reviewing them. And look at what you wrote and think about the date of it and ask yourself if it's still important to you. Are those ideals, those things that you put out there, are those still important to you, and are you still working toward building those in your life and into your business? You want to compile them into where you are today. And as you look through them, and as you look through some of those notes too, I want you to reflect on what's worked and what hasn't worked, okay? And then ask yourself, what am I willing today to commit to in my business? Now, it doesn't matter if you've said one time, five times, or 50 times, I'm going to do this, and you've dropped the ball and not followed through on it. That's okay. None of that matters. What matters is that right now, today, you're at a new place in your business and you're ready to commit to a new level of action, which is going to take you to a new level of success. Now, I mentioned that word success, and the next step that you really want to take is to sit down and really define what success means to you. It's different things to different people. For some people, it's being a multi-million dollar a year income earner, you know, having that six-figure or multi-six-figures coming in every single month. For others, it's firing a boss and making enough money to literally be able to be home, pay the bills, have some fun, and not stress over showing up at a job. Those two might look quite different. Maybe it's $50,000 a year that you need in order to fire your boss and be able to pay the bills and support your business and have some fun money. I don't know what that is for you, but you'll have to determine what that is and where success lies on the ladder for you. And there's not a right or wrong. And there's nothing that absolutely holds you to one particular thing today. So if you define success today as one thing, that doesn't mean in 6 years or 6 months or 6 weeks when things change, that you can't adapt that goal and adjust what success now means to you. So it's very important that you don't get caught up in anyone else's definition and let it alter what yours is for what success is for you. Now, I want you to think about the things you want to achieve. What are those things? Let yourself sink into the emotion of what those things are and what they're going to feel like. Is it that you want to finally own your own business really and truly and own your own life? You want to control your time? You want to feel good about your finances? You want to feel comfortable? You want to feel secure about your finances? Maybe it's that you want to feel worthy and you want to feel successful. I don't know. I don't know what it is for you. I know that was a big one for me. Not so much feeling worthy, but really truly feeling like a success, feeling like I could hold my own with other people in a conversation, a business type conversation, and feel good about what I had achieved and what I had accomplished. Maybe it's that you want to create some type of major change within the world. You know, maybe it's not quite finding the cure for cancer, but what might it be that you want to invoke change around, and what is it that you can do through your business that's going to allow you to do that? Maybe it's starting a mission. You know what those things are. So what I want you to do right now, pause the recording if you can. I want you to just think about and speak out loud a goal that you want to achieve, something that's really burning deep within you, and then I want you to put a date to it, because a goal is great. A written down goal is even better, but a written down goal with a date beside it, well, there's magic behind it. Now, after you've done that, I want you to get into the emotion of it. Again, I've already mentioned that once, but you want to get into the emotion of what that goal is. And most specifically, think about how it's going to make you feel once you've accomplished it. Why do you want it? What's that feeling that it's going to change? You know, I've said before, you've heard it before, it's not the cold, hard dollar amount of cash in our hand that we want that's going to make a difference in our life. It really isn't. I mean, money is just, you know, an instrument that we can use to better our lives and better the lives of others. But it's not actually the greenbacks sitting there in front of us that make the difference in our lives. It's what we can do with that money. It's about firing that boss, leaving that job, you know, making the changes that we want in our life that are going to allow us to live out this journey here on earth in a positive, pleasurable way. Life is truly meant to be fun. It is not meant to be a struggle. It does not need to be a struggle. You see people out there all the time who aren't struggling. If you're struggling, it's because of the pictures and the vision that you're running through your own mind. That's what's creating the struggle for you. There's no external things, none of that. All of us can control most of what's in our circumstances. Even if we think we can't, really and truly, we always have the ability to get up and leave any situation that's not bringing us the joy that we want in our lives. So get into the emotion of it. Why do you want it? What will it do for you? What will it do for your family? How will you feel about yourself once you've accomplished this? Okay, those are important things. And how will it ultimately change the course of your life? Remember this, and that is that where attention goes, your energy flows. So if you're constantly putting your attention on the fact that, oh, I've said this before and I'm such a loser, like I never really take action, I don't get those phone calls made, I forget to follow up, I don't contact two new people a day, whatever it is, if you're constantly beating yourself up for that, that's where your energy is going to flow to. And that little negative self-talk that we can find ourselves in, that's what that message is going to be constantly delivering to you. So you want to change your attention and where you put it, and that's going to change the flow of energy in your life. Here's the thing, we're going to get into this in just a minute, and that's actually writing out the plan that you're going to do. But remember this, you want your goals written in concrete so that they're sealed tight. And so not only that you see them and are reminded of them, all different types of people. Think about people who, you know, write out stuff in wet concrete on a sidewalk. They see it, but hundreds and thousands of people over the course of time see it as they walk over it and they see those words that are written. You want your goals to reflect the same thing. Your goals are those things you want written in concrete, but your plans to get there can be etched in sand. Why sand? Why not concrete for those plans? Well, that doesn't mean that you are wishy-washy on actually getting things done and seeing those action plans through, but that's the area where you want to be flexible. You want to let the universe line things up for you so that you can take inspired action on what shows up for you after you set those concrete goals out there. Writing out your plans kind of in sand allows you flexibility, so that's important. And then, of course, you always want to see your goal as if it's already done. You want to have that clear vision firmly implanted in your mind. All right, so with those few things in place here, now let's get to where the nuts and bolts really lay out for us, the nuts and bolts of laying out that action blueprint. Now, here's the thing. All of us are in different businesses, your compensation plan, your product line. You know, those type things will vary a little bit. But for most of us, what it is that we need to do to make money, to get promoted, to help others, and so on, most of those are already laid out, okay? They're in the fine details of your compensation plan, you know? So your very first order of business is to dig that out and figure out what you need to do to get promoted to the next level in your organization. What do you need to do, and how do you explain that to other people so that you can coach others on your team how to do the exact same thing? Once you know that, then you can begin to lay out a daily and weekly plan that's going to take you there. So you want to get out a piece of paper and write something out along these lines. At the very top, you want to write, to achieve my goal, I commit to dot, dot, or colon, okay? And then you're going to fill in the blanks of what you know must be done based on where you are in your compensation plan, how you get paid, the people who are on your team. You know, maybe you're mostly working with team people right now to help them get promoted so that you get promoted. Just different things like that. So to achieve my goal, I commit to work daily to develop my business skills of contacting, inviting, presenting, and follow-up. Next thing might be, I will make X number of new contacts daily. This is a business that's all about getting that out in front of fresh new people each and every day in some way. So you need to have that on your action blueprint of daily things that you're going to be doing. I will make X number of new contacts daily. I don't care how you go about doing it, your warm market list, social media, bumping into people, running ads, buying leads, doesn't matter. The important thing is that you're getting your business out in front of people. Now, this is something that I have on mine. I will learn to look fear in the face and move right through it, realizing that most fear is just a wasted emotion on things that will most likely never happen. Okay? People who succeed, it's not because they're fearless. Most of us still have fear. It's because we've learned to just push beyond that fear and realize that while we may feel uncomfortable for a time, if we keep doing it, we'll develop some strength around that, and it'll no longer feel uncomfortable, and it'll become very, very natural with what we do. Okay, another thing, I will do X number of presentations each month. I will do X number of presentations each month. And by the way, if you go to the show notes, jackieelmer.com/084, I have all these written out, so you don't have to be struggling to write them down. You can go over there and you can copy them down. Another one, I will promote X number of people on my team to the position of Starfleet commander, or whatever it is that's in your compensation plan each quarter. So set some goals around promoting people on your team, and then reach out to those people and find out who wants to get promoted. Who wants to take the next 60 days or 90 days or 120 days or whatever it is and work on getting promoted? Okay, next one. I will outwork everyone on my team. Okay? Speed of the leader determines the speed of the pack. Be that speedy leader that sets the pace. This next one is so important and one I live by. I will fill my calendar daily and put it in a place to be seen by me, by others, and I will share its contents with an accountability partner or someone to keep me on track. Next, this is important too. I will attend all events in my area and inspire my team to attend as well. I'll check all the events of the company and look to see who I know in each location and reach out to them and use the referral approach. Hey, I'm expanding my business in your area and would love to pick your brain about who you might know who I should get my business in front of. And then finally, I will create momentum in my business by XXX. And what that XXX is, what is it that you need to be doing? What type of massive action or consistent action or whatever it is do you need to be doing to move that business forward? So you're going to want to develop your own checklist of just a handful of things that you'll complete each and every day. I like to use 3 to 5 as a strong target for this because it's kind of like a to-do list. You can get carried away if you put too much on it and you don't get it accomplished, and then you beat yourself up and you start feeling like a failure and different things like that. So develop a checklist that is going to be your absolute live-by type thing, your daily, whatever you want to call it, the daily 3 or the daily 5, whatever it is. Pick a number that works for you and do that. So my daily 5 looks something like this. Now, I chose 5 because 5 is my lucky number. So I do almost everything in 5s. So this is my daily 5. Every day I ask myself, what's the most important action steps that I need to complete today? Now, that'll vary on a day-to-day basis. Obviously, I make new contacts every single day. That doesn't vary. But I need to be doing follow-ups. Am I doing 3-way calls with my team? Am I running a leadership call? What is it that I'm working on? Am I creating content for internet-type marketing to attract people? What are the most important actions that I must complete today? Write those down. Number 2, what 5 people on my team will I reach out to today through a phone call, an email, a text, maybe send a card that I'm thinking of them? Who are the 5 people that I'll reach out to just to check in? Number 3, what is my most important belief or mantra for today? I like to get in the habit of starting my day by defining a single focus mantra to repeat to myself each day. It could be, leads flow easily to me each day. Each day I'm easily able to converse with people about my business who are interested and at least want to take a look. I attract positive, like-minded people to my business each and every day. Whatever it is, pick a mantra, and it can vary from day to day. I like to mix mine up a little, and I like to do that sometimes based around what my most important action steps that I want to complete for the day are. You know, it's easy to create a mantra around that. Number 4, what will I do to build my business today and hold myself accountable? And how will I share that vision with my team? Now, this kind of goes along with number 1, the most important actions to complete, but not always. You want to make sure that every day on your action plan, there's something that are income producing action steps that you're taking to move your business forward. How do you hold yourself accountable? I like to look back through my day. I keep tabs on what my day looked like. What did I accomplish? I use my calendar and my day timer to the nth degree, and I write things down in it. And then I can look back and reflect over the day and say, wow, today was a great day. I got a lot done. Or maybe it's, ooh, I kind of missed the mark today. I need to do better tomorrow if I really am serious about achieving that goal that I've set for myself. And then number 5, and this is so important, and you can start your day with this too. What am I grateful for today? What am I grateful for today? And this is where it's important to be a little soft with yourself too. Don't be so hard on yourself, beating yourself up. Don't forget to include your own self in some of your gratitude. So let's cover your action items for this call then and get you on your way. Number one, get out your previous written intentions and goals and compile them. Well, first, look over them. Look over them and see what worked, what didn't, what still matters to you today, what serves you, and that type thing. And then compile them into one new set of intentions and goals that you carry with you, that you have, and that you're going to hold on to until you reach that ultimate goal. Number two, pick one specific goal and set a date to achieve it, and make it something that you really, really want to achieve. Number three, create your action blueprint. I went through some of mine. What are the things that are going to be on your action blueprint based on where you are in your compensation plan, what your goals are, what you want to achieve? Sit down and create that action blueprint. And then determine what your daily five or your daily three, whatever those number of items are that are going to serve kind of like your to-do list that are non-negotiable. Determine what those are going to be, write them down, and start carrying that around each day, and absolutely make sure that you commit to it. I will tell you this, if you'll just spend the next 21 days developing the habits that we've covered here, they will take you to the top. Now, I say 21 days because we've probably all heard it before, it's 21 days to a new habit. And once you get into the groove of anything, it's absolutely gravy. It truly is. You know, I kind of fell off the yoga wagon and really my serious workout wagon when I went to Europe this past May. I had a fabulous almost 3 weeks that I was gone, and it was absolutely wonderful. But guess what happened? My gym routine, my yoga routine suffered greatly. And this past week, I absolutely got committed. I just got up one day and said, I'm turning over a new leaf and I'm doing it. And now I have it scheduled into my calendar. And I know that 21 days is going to be pivotal to really get me back into the groove. Now, probably not, honestly, after I've done it for about 5 days, I'll probably be on a roll because I've done this so many times and I've consistently worked out my whole life. So it's like anything, it takes usually that first 21 days to get you into a habit of doing something. And then when you fall off a few times, after you've had that habit established, it's not nearly as hard to get back up, get in the saddle, and get going with what you want to achieve. And then reach out to other people to find the support you need on your journey. You know, this can be a hard road, but success in any type of business or any type of driving goal, it really is typically a challenging journey, and we need people to support us. We need people to lift us up when we, you know, find ourselves in that dark place of wondering if it will happen for us and those type thing. There are many out there who want to see you succeed, and they want to be that support system for you. So find and surround yourself with them. And remember this, success is not just measured in tangible results. Things are happening behind the scenes. So celebrate the person you're becoming along the way, and then be challenged to become a great influencer of others. You do that by those single daily actions and repeatedly working on your business skills. Well, I want to give a great iTunes review shout out to Lynn Allen, who says, "I've been listening to Jackie Elmer for a year now, and I must say she is real. What she teaches works, and I highly recommend her to everyone who wants to succeed. And I'm not in business with her either." Thanks, Lynn Allen. I appreciate that so much. If you want a shout out on the show, and if you want to be entered into a drawing for a free month of my Inner Circle coaching, go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes and leave your review, and I'll enter you in there. Again, the show notes, jackieelmer.com/084. And if the show has helped you, tweet me. Send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer and just let me know what you listened to and what you got out of it. If you have a question for the show, just add the hashtag AskJackie. I actually think I'm going to change that hashtag to hashtag Jackie Elmer because there's a few other people using AskJackie. You can also ask those questions over at jackieelmer.com/questions, and you can include a link to your blog so I can link back to it. So again, give me a rating if you like. I appreciate that. I always do. You can also find me over on Stitcher, jackieelmer.com/Stitcher. And until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check. I'll see you at the top, and good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at Profit in Your PJs Now.com. nutsandbolts.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.